College football talks about bravery, toughness, and sacrifice. On this day, 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States of America, let's remember the cost of war and what bravery and courage and sacrifice truly are. On September the 11th, 2001, United Airlines Flight 93 had 40 passengers and crew members on board, traveling nonstop from Newark to San Francisco. The passengers ranged in age from 20 to 79. They were from New Jersey, California, Connecticut, Colorado, Germany, Japan, Minnesota, Maryland, Florida, Hawaii, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and New York. There was a federal wildlife biologist, a former bookkeeper, a toy company executive, an arborist, a retired bartender, attorneys, college students, and an iron worker who had helped build the World Trade Center. On this day, they had a decision to make. Once they had learned that the Twin Towers had been taken down by terrorists, they're on the plane. They're talking on their cell phones. They're talking on the airplane phones. They know that the plane that they are on now is headed towards a destination to kill more Americans. They have a decision to make. So numerous people on that plane got together and made a decision. They made a decision to give the ultimate sacrifice. They made a decision to attack the hijackers, knowing that now they had no hope of living, no hope of life. But they also knew that by doing this, that their final act on this planet would be to save the lives of their fellow citizens. Pat Tillman was an All-American football player at Arizona State University. He goes on to be a draft pick by the Arizona Cardinals. He leads the team in tackles. He signs a new contract for $3.2 million. And after signing that contract, he was so inspired by the selfless acts of soldiers and by other people in this country that he wanted to ask himself the question of just exactly how selfless could he be. So he walked away from a contract of $3.2 million, and he and his brother joined the military with the idea and the hopes that they would go to Afghanistan and that they would be allowed to fight Al-Qaeda and to find Osama bin Laden. As we all know by now, Pat Tillman gave the ultimate sacrifice. He was killed in Afghanistan after serving in Iraq, and he was killed by friendly fire and in a disgrace by our country, by our military, by our government leaders. The family of Pat Tillman and the country, this country, the United States, was lied to and told that he was killed in a heroic effort and that he was killed by enemy gunfire. Later, it was found out not to be true, which everybody there at the time knew that it wasn't true. He was killed by three bullets to his head, by friendly fire, by his own troops. But Pat Tillman gave the ultimate sacrifice because he wanted to do something bigger than himself. Young men every year join the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, and they go play football for 4 years. They get the best education in the world. And by doing so, they sign up a contract that requires them to sacrifice. And the sacrifice is they will then spend 5 years in the military. And in those 5 years in the military minimum, there is a good opportunity and a good chance that they may be called into action overseas, as we saw in the War of Afghanistan, which lasted until August the 31st of 2021, when President Biden ended that war. The Watson Institute of Brown University has reported that 7,057 United States service members have been killed in post-9/11 war operations. Since 9/11, 7,057 United States service members killed. They also report that 30,177 United States service members and veterans since 9/11 have died by suicide. So as we today celebrate college football, the game of football, the NFL on Sunday, high school football throughout, and we know the toughness, the violence associated with the game, let's not any of us forget on this day what real sacrifice, real integrity, real selflessness is. It is the members of our United States military. It is the firefighters and the police officers that climb those towers in New York, knowing that they were going to die. But with that slight chance that they could rescue another fellow citizen. So today, when our country can't agree on anything, let's agree that on 9/11 today, that we as a country honor all of these young people, young men and young women throughout this country that since 9/11 have selflessly given up their lives, their careers, in a selfless act in order to protect the rest of us. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.